Good morning. It's Sunday, April 26th, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier in Tel Aviv. Be sure to sign up with your email using the link below so you never miss an episode. And if you would like to sponsor Israel in 10, you can contact us at Misgav Daily Brief, all one word, misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now, on to today's episode. Two ceasefires, but only on paper. The IDF has been ordered to strike Hezbollah hard in Lebanon, while the US Navy continues its full blockade of Iranian ports, seizing another tanker overnight. In a moment, I'll be speaking with Amichai Stein, journalist for the Jerusalem Post and I-24, but first, the headlines. Hezbollah says it launched two attacks on Israeli soldiers in southern Lebanon this morning in response to what it called Israeli violations of the ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Hezbollah targets with force following a surge in drone and rocket attacks on Israeli troops in the buffer zone. President Trump has extended the ceasefire, which was due to expire today, until May 17th. Diplomatic efforts with Iran appear to have stalled. President Trump told Vice President J.D. Vance to stay home after Iran's foreign minister traveled to Islamabad with a proposed framework for talks. Iran says as long as Iran retains enriched uranium, negotiations will not move forward. Meanwhile, the US Navy continues its blockade, seizing another tanker overnight. Shipping data suggests Iran is facing a storage crisis, with oil unable to leave its ports, increasing pressure on production. In Gaza, results are in from the first local election in two decades. Turnout was low at just 22% in what the Palestinian Authority described as a pilot vote in Deir el-Balah. A Fatah-aligned list claimed victory while Hamas was barred from taking part. The low turnout may reflect either a boycott or simply the reality that elections are not a priority amid ongoing hardship. In the United States, President Trump says an attempted shooting at the White House correspondents' dinner will not deter him from winning the war with Iran. A 31-year-old suspect has been arrested and will appear in federal court later today. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he was shocked by the incident. The UK government has shut down a unit that was tracking alleged breaches of international law by Israel in Gaza and Lebanon. The move, prompted by budget cuts and support for a major monitoring project that compiled tens of thousands of incidents. Officials say the work will continue elsewhere and that the UK remains committed to upholding international law. And in tech, Israeli startup Band has emerged with $17 million in seed funding. The company's building what it calls the Internet of Agents, a system designed to allow AI programs to communicate and collaborate across platforms. As companies deploy more AI tools, Band is positioning itself as the infrastructure layer to connect them. Before we get to today's conversation, a thank you to our sponsors, Susie and Carrie Fridman, made today's episode possible. Now here's my conversation with Amichai Stein. Let's start with Lebanon, because there is this big push, isn't there, to get Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Aoun to meet. Won't that just be superficial, though, unless Hezbollah is disarmed and unless the people of northern Israel can be safe?
You know, Netanyahu meeting Arab leader this time, you know, this is very important statement to the world and also to the Arab world. And it's very important to Trump. Remember, Trump said, this is might be my 10th peace deal. It is important for the Israeli side, but I don't know how much important it is for the Lebanese side. Because for Netanyahu, this is his payment to the Israeli public, because he needs to explain why Israel isn't bombing Lebanon and isn't retaliating like it's supposed to retaliate, why Hezbollah is firing at IDF soldiers. He needs to explain what the Israeli public is getting for this. And this is the payment. But the Lebanese side don't see it as a really important issue. They're telling the Americans, okay, listen, you want something like this? You want even a phone call between me and Netanyahu? There needs to be something substantial. Now, remember, the Lebanese even didn't cancel, until now at least, the 1955 Normalization Act, which criminalizes normalization with Israel. So even this didn't happen up until now. And right now, I think Israel wants to see some kind of payment from the Lebanese side, from the extension of the ceasefire, for not going all the way, not strike, for example, sites in Beirut. And right now the Lebanese are very reluctant to give them this kind of payment.
Do you see any sign that the Trump administration is putting pressure on the Lebanese government to do more about Hezbollah?
From what I understand is that they will put more pressure, but will give them more options on a way to go against Hezbollah. But at the end, you know, you need to win the will of the Lebanese government. Up until now, there were budget that the Lebanese government was supposed to get from the U.S. side. They didn't get because they didn't do what they needed to do against Hezbollah. I think at some point at the end, probably the Americans will say enough is enough and you need to start stepping in and doing things. But right now, the Lebanese issue is very important for the Iranian issue. I mean, so that's why I think the Americans are not banging on the table and saying, okay, we need to see results now and immediate. Okay, that's why they are looking for the Normalization Act, cancellation, or things like that. They are not waiting to see them preventing Hezbollah from launching rockets against Israel.
Another diplomatic stalemate, and that is, of course, with Iran. Can Israel live with the current status quo? There's no all-out war, but the Iranian regime is still in place.
As long as the U.S. keeps here forces, meaning that in any time that you see the Iranians, for example, trying to take uranium out or trying to fix these ballistic missile sites, then Israel and the U.S. can go for the all-out war again. That's very easy. And on the other side, you've got maximum pressure on Iran. You've got Hormuz closed. You've got Iran unable to export oil. So in Israel's point of view, I don't think that's so bad. There was always the fear if you will wake up one morning and get a Trump tweet saying, okay, we're leaving the area. But right now, as long as the forces are here and there is no bad deal from the Israeli point of view, I think Israel can live with it. Would Israel like, you know, pound more things and a much more increased campaign against, for example, power plants and oil facilities and things like that? And then they think the Iranian regime will crumble? The answer is yes. Do they think they can get it from the American side? I'm not sure right now. So right now, it's not very bad situation. And, you know, the Israeli way of life is coming back to normal. You know, everything's open. You see flights. But the pressure is on the Iranians without them firing against Israel. So I think, again, Israel can live with it until a certain point at the end.
And, of course, the enriched uranium is still inside Iran. And that's why President Trump says he doesn't want to have any more talks at this stage. Can Israel live with that?
As long as you're not seeing signs of them taking it out, as long the U.S., you know, three aircraft carriers and all these forces over here, Israel, again, can live with it. The Israeli question was always, what happens if Trump reaches a deal and says, okay, this is good for me, let's leave, bye-bye. This is not happening now. So Israel, again, can live with it. It won't be able to leave with the situation that you've got 400 of enriched uranium underground, the Iranians could pull it any time. This is also a red line for the U.S. You heard Trump saying, I think, a few days ago, this uranium needs to go back. To go to us. So this calms down the Israeli side because this is the main issue when it comes to any agreement. But again, right now, the Israeli officials don't know exactly, or do know, but aren't showing us the cards, what exactly is Trump going to do in the next few days regarding Iran, and at what point he will say, enough, I'm going to strike back, and maybe then they will come back to the negotiation table.
Let's talk about Gaza, because Hamas is really dragging its feet. It says it won't disarm. It's been saying that for months. Is Hamas taking advantage of all the turmoil in the region to really deepen its control of Gaza?
Certainly, yes. You know, all the people I speak with, they said Hamas had a deadline, but he gave an answer for the idea of the dismantling of Gaza. He said, like he always says, yes, but, or no, but. At the end, it is using the fact that the focus is on Iran, and he knows right now the Trump administration is not pressuring so much on the Gaza issue that he can continue to do it and return these drafts, and you have more consultation with the Mladenov and the Board of Peace and things like that. Technically, the deadline was over, but because everyone is to focus on Iran, you know, he drags it on and on and on. But at some point, again, the view is it will have to give an answer.
And do you think that Israel should be doing more when it comes to Hamas, the Shin Bet, for example?
You've got already the Israeli officials demanding to go to an operation in the central camps in Gaza and areas Israel hasn't been in. But at the end, you know, you do need Trump approval. And Trump said it's completely not there. So even if people in the Board of Peace are saying that Hamas is refusing to the proposal in the end, Trump had is completely not there. It's not a time to ask him, oh, Mr. President, can we start an operation in Gaza right now? It's not a time. So that's why, you know, the demands, no plans, units are getting ready in the end. But Trump's head will be only vacant to go after Gaza or see what's going on in Gaza when, you know, when this Iranian issue ends.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Be sure to sign up and get these updates daily. Goodbye.